By the early 2000s, PLM was dominated by vendors with deep CAD roots, PTC, UGS/Siemens, and Dassault Systèmes. But a different breed of players emerged around the same time, building PLM without owning a flagship CAD system. They bet on cloud, open architectures, and flexibility long before those were fashionable /1/(2/3). This Thursday piece looks at that other branch of the PLM family tree. Matrix 1, the standalone PLM that became a foundation. Before joining Dassault, Matrix 1 was the clearest proof that you could build a serious PLM business without a CAD anchor /4/5/. It targeted high-tech, semiconductor, consumer goods, and retail with a web-based platform built on eMatrix, a graph-like data model with its own query language, MQL, /6/7/8/. Matrix 1's core ideas were: PLM as a business process backbone, not just an engineering vault /4/6/. A flexible, metadata-driven model that could be reshaped around industry-specific workflows /7/8/. Deep configurability that made it attractive to fashion, electronics, and other fast-moving sectors /4/9/. Dassault's 2006 acquisition was both a validation and an endpoint /4/10/5/. Matrix 1's technology became the backbone of Innovia V6 and, eventually, the 3D experience platform /6/7/. As an independent PLM challenger, it disappeared, but its architecture ended up reshaping one of the big three. BOM.com Arena, PLM goes native to the cloud. In parallel, another experiment was underway, BOM.com, later rebranded as Arena in 2000/11/12/. Unlike Matrix 1, Arena was built from day one as a multi-tenant SaaS platform focused on BOMs, change, and supplier collaboration for high-tech and medical devices /11/12/13/. Key distinctions. Entirely browser-based, at a time when most PLM required thick clients and VPNs /11/12/. A focus on BOM and change control as the center of gravity, not heavy CAD integrations /11/13/. Designed for outsourced manufacturing and distributed supply chains, where contract manufacturers, EMS providers, and design partners all needed controlled access /11/12/. Where the big three were still selling PLM projects, Arena was selling a PLM service subscription, rapid deployment, lower IT overhead /11/12/. It proved there was a viable market for PLM that prioritized speed, simplicity, and supply chain collaboration over total stack control /11/13/. That success ultimately drew PTC's attention. The Arena acquisition in December 2020 gave PTC its first true multi-tenant PLM offering, complementary to Windchill's more traditional architecture /14/15/. Aris Innovator, the garage startup with open architecture. Also born in 2000, Aris Innovator took yet another approach, a model-driven, service-oriented PLM platform with an unusual business model and a true startup origin story /1/16/3/. Peter Schroer, who had been general manager of U.S. operations at Eigner Plus Partner, a pioneering PDM/PLM vendor later acquired by Agile Software, left in late 1999 to start his own company /17/18/19/. In January 2000, Schroer and his wife Karen founded Aris Corporation, literally just the two of them, tired of having a boss, working out of a borrowed address before securing their first office in a renovated mill building in Lawrence, Massachusetts /16/20/21/. The company name itself came from their daughter Sarah's name spelled backwards /22/21/. By 2001, Aris Innovator was launched as the first fully web-native PLM platform /1/22/21/. Architecturally, Aris felt closer to Matrix 1's eMatrix than to monolithic, schema-locked PLM stacks, with a highly configurable, metadata-driven data model where everything items, relationships, workflows could be defined in extended ()\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\ January, it announced the Enterprise Open Source Model /1/(3/(24)). Instead of selling licenses in the traditional sense, Aras made the platform and source code openly available, with subscription for support, upgrades, and some enterprise capabilities, /3/(22/(25)). This was highly disruptive in an industry where PLM vendors guarded their code and charged per seat licenses /22/(26). The open model attracted companies that were either stuck with legacy PLM customizations or unwilling to accept the rigidity and upgrade pain of traditional deployments /27/(24/(23). Over time, Aras pushed hard into the digital thread story, pitching Innovator as a backbone that could sit above, alongside, or even instead of the established vendors /16/(23). By 2021, Aras launched Aras Innovator SaaS, the first enterprise-class PLM with full capability parity to on-premises solutions /22/(28). Today, Aras serves customers like Airbus, Honda, Microsoft, BMW, and Kawasaki /29/(22/(21). In 2021, founder Peter Schroer stepped aside as CEO, remaining on the board, to bring in Roque Martin, formerly of PTC and IBM, to scale the company globally /29/(24/(28). Leon Lauritsen replaced Martin in 2025 as CEO. Autodesk's PLM detours. Autodesk, despite being a CAD powerhouse in its own right, occupies a special place in this story because it tried to enter PLM without simply copying the big three /30/(31/(32). There were several waves. Early attempts to position Vault and Buzzsaw /Constructware as broader collaboration and data management environments. The launch of PLM 360, later Fusion Lifecycle, a cloud-based PLM offering that leaned heavily on configuration, browser delivery, and tight integration with the Autodesk ecosystem /30/(31/). A focus on templates and configurable apps, quality, NPI, change, supplier, aiming at ease of adoption rather than deep, bespoke implementations /30/(32). The challenge was strategic more than technical. Autodesk's core customer base was mid-market, project-oriented, and often price-sensitive /30/(32). That made it hard to commit to the deep, board-level PLM programs that PTC, Siemens, and SA pursued. Autodesk's PLM efforts never became the de facto backbone for complex manufacturers in the same way. Instead, they remained a complementary layer for customers already committed to the Autodesk design stack /30/(31/(32). Why these challengers still matter? What ties Matrix One, Arena /BOM.com, Aras, and Autodesk's PLM efforts together is that they changed expectations /for /1/(24). Matrix One proved you could win big in PLM without owning CAD, and its eMatrix architecture quietly became the reference model for modern, graph-like PLM platforms /for /6/(7). Arena showed that SaaS PLM wasn't just possible, it was often preferable for fast-moving, outsourced hardware companies /11/(12/). Aras demonstrated that enterprises would embrace open, model-driven platforms if it meant flexibility and an escape from upgrade nightmares /1/(3/(22). Autodesk's experiments, while uneven, pushed the idea of configurable, app-like PLM for the broader mid-market /30/(31/(32). Today's PLM/post-PLM startups, graph-based digital thread tools, cloud BOM platforms, AI-assisted change, and requirement systems stand on the shoulders of these earlier challengers /1/24/23/. They may not all have survived as independent giants, but they collectively pulled PLM away from CAD vaults with workflows toward cloud services, open architectures, and business-centric platforms. In the broader history of PLM, they're the missing chapter between PDM vaults and today's AI-infused, industrial metaverse visions, and they're a reminder that the next dominant platform might not come from one of the big three at all /16/24/28. Sources /1/ What is Aras Enterprise SaaS? Beyond PLM https://beyondpalm.com/2021/04/19/what-aras-enterprise-sauce /2/Aras Corporation Company Profile https://bitscale.ai/directory/Aras-corporation /3/Aras Corp https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/Aras/corp /4/DassaSystems/Matrix1Complete Merger https://www.controlling.com/Dassa-Systems-Matrix1-Complete-Merger /5/DassaSystems to acquire Matrix1 https://www.3ds.com/newsroom/press-releases/Dassa-Systems-Acquired-Matrix1 /6/PLM Introduction and Explanation of Innovia https://globalpalm.com/innovia-introduction-palm /7/Innovia V6 Architecture https://palmcreator.wordpress.com/2015/12/Innovia-V6-Architecture /8/Innovia PLM Architecture https://palmcoach.com/innovia-palm-architecture /9/Dassa Systems Michael Korsis Drape the Innovia Matrix 1 https://www.sikhofonline.fr/index.cfm /action=m/act2and IDA=176223 Dassa Systems Michael Korsis Drape the Innovia Matrix 1 /10/Dassa Systems announces completion of merger with https://www.3ds.com/newsroom/press-releases/Dassa-Systems-announces-completion-merger-matrix1 /11/BOM Control Solution Brief https://www.arenasolutions.com/solution-brief/BOM Control /12/Mobile PLM How Arena's Cloud Platform Keeps Product, https://www.arenasolutions.com/blog/bombcontrol-on-the-go /13/BOM Control https://www.arenasolutions.com/wp-content/upload/arena-bom-control/product/overview.pdf /14/Breaking Story PTC to acquire Arena Solutions https://www.engineering.com/breaking-story-ptc-to-acquire-arena-solutions /15/Acquisitions PTC.pdf https://ppl-ais-files-upload.s3.amazon.aws.com/web/direct-files/attachments/45806555/ed6eb57-c5b6-4f03-368-b406b2d2e1 face/acquisitions-ptc.pdf /16/Interview with Peter Schroer Founder of Aras Corp. https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=my9i7ycpuck /17/About Aras https://aras.com/and/company /18/The European PLM Revolution From Parisian Vision to https://www.demystifyingpalm.com/the-european-palm-revolution-from-parisian-vision-to-global-manufacturing-transformation. /19/C2025, early thoughts on Aris, PLM, and community https://beyondpalm.com/2025/04/05/ace-2025-early-thoughts-on-aris-poem-and-community/20/Aris, where we started and where we are headed. https://www.youtube.com/watch?vexkhdxpnmu /21/Aris, 25 years of innovation and growth. https://aris.com/25th-anniversary /22/25 years of innovation with Aris. https://aris.com/blog/25-years-of-innovation-with-aris /23/PLM architecture discussion with Peter Schroer of Aris. https://beyondpalm.com/2012/02/03/palm-architecture-discussion-with-peter-schroer-of-aris /24/taking Aris PLM from a thorn in the side to a real threat. https://www.engineering.com/taking-aris-palm-from-a-thorn-in-the-side-to-a-real-threat /25/Aris https://xlmsolutions.com/Aris /26/How Aris makes money by giving away PLM software. https://gfxspeak.com/archives/how-aris-makes-money-by-giving-away-palm-software /27/Q&A with Peter Schroer, CEO, Company Growth, Aris. https://aris.com/blog/q-a-with-peter-schroer-ceo-company-growth /28/Aris interview with CTO Rob McCavany about the digital. https://pulse2.com/aris-profile-rob-mccavany-interview /29/Aris PLM recruits former PTC manager for CEO position. https://www.engineering.com/aris-palm-recruits-former-PTC-manager-for-CEO-position-but-why-is-founder-peter-schroer-resigning /30/3DExperience Works Manufacturing Trimec https://trimec.com/3DExperience-Works-Manufacturing /31/3DExperience Works https://www.solidworks.com/3DExperience-Works /32/3DExperience Works Cloud 3D Applications 4 https://www.javelin-tech.com/3D/technology/3DExperience-Works /33/Aris founder and former CEO Peter Schroer invests. https://flexxbiotics.com/news/press-releases/peter-schroer-invests-flexxbiotics /34/Peter Schroer, Aris Corp. Profile and Biography https://www.bloomberg.com/profile/person/17870064 /35/#BetterCalfano#Palm#Aris#ArisInnovator#PlumBreakingNews https://www.linkedin.com/posts/finocchiaro/BetterCalfano Palm Aris Activity 7374736722944004400RAKR /36/ The Practical PLM Newsletter Issue 12, April 2017 https://www.vdear.com/practical-palm-newsletter-archive/2017/the-practical-palm-newsletter-issue-12-April-2017 /37/Aris Corporation Asset Profile https://www.preaching.com/data/profile/asset/aris-corporation/76247 /38/C2019 Peter Schroer Aris Innovator https://aris.com/resources/all/ace-2019-peter-schroer-keynote /39/Aris CEO Peter Schroer talks digital transformation. https://www.youtube.com/watch?vmf4e5hfghes /40/ Compare Aris PLM versus Arena PLM and QMS 2025 https://www.trustradius.com/compare-products/Aris-Palm-versus-Arena-Palm-QMS. /41/ Aris Innovator Integrations of E/E Engineering Data https://www.xbalm.com/Aris-Innovator-ECAD-Solutions. /42/ Aris versus Arena PLM, which PLM software wins in 2025? https://www.selecthub.com/palm-software/Aris-versus-Arena-Palm. /43/ Aris Evolution, IO, PLM and Emera, takeaways from AC, https://canvasi.com/Aris-Evolution-IoT-Palm-Mistero-Ace-2017. /44/ PLM vendors and future cloud SaaS wars https://beyondpalm.com/2019/11/01/palm-vendors-and-future-cloud-sauce-wars. /45/ Peter Schroer, founder of Aris and member of Aris board. https://councils.forbes.com/Peter-Schroer-founder-Aris-member-Aris-board-directors-Aris/F421EB47-2F16-4679-905F-7A542-3020C. /46/ 20 years an entrepreneur with Peter Schroer of Aris. https://tomzinger.com/podcast/Aris. /47/ Compare Arena PLM versus Aris PLM in December 2025. https://www.softwaresuggest.com/compare/arena-palm-versus-aris-palm. /48/ ISE 2014 Roundup Aris https://aris.com/blog/ace-2014-round-up. /49/ Aris Corp. Taking you over the line http://enterpriseviewpoint.com/aris-corp-taking-you-over-the-line.